Joel Hayes Smith has a song called Save Our Children, and it's blowing up on streaming platforms and other services across the world. The song's music video and audio downloads of the song continue to rack up numbers on Amazon, Spotify, Apple Music, and other services. The music video is available on Vevo and can be watched on YouTube. It is a rap song with a catchy beat and jazzy undertones, but that is not what stands out the most. It is the lyrics that focus on the abuse of children and how more needs to be done to protect them from the predators of the world.
I don't want to see it, to believe it. I'd have to face these demons till it's on the news and telling me it happened through the weekend and it's all okay. It's isolated. It's just a single teacher and the kid, he probably had a problem. She was trying to teach him through this world's gotten crazy. Times have gotten difficult. What used to be called...
Smith is best known for his artist name, Operation 1009. He says the name is symbolic, not just because it is how he wants to be recognized as an artist, but also because it is a reflection of his overall movement to fight against this abuse.
It's my idea of a civilian operation, the beginning, the end, the alpha, the omega. The one means us. The nine means them. Zero, zero is an infinity. We are in this together. Some of us are over there. Some of us are over here, but we are one. And it's going to take us coming together to figure this out.
Smith grew up in Shreveport, Louisiana, but he says he's been in this part of Texas for years now. He says that his passion now for music goes back to his childhood and the pain that he endured when he entered the foster care system as a 12-year-old boy in Louisiana.
I was raped in foster care in the Longfellow group home by five grown men. They used toilet bowl plungers and a camera. They kept all their clothes on. I didn't talk about this until I was 27 years old. By the time I started, I'm 36 now. By the time I started talking, things started changing. Naturally, I write. Writing turns into music. My music has always been about what I'm going through. Once I opened up about this, I started talking about the kids and learning about other situations around us.
Whether you appreciate rap music or not, Smith says that he hopes that you will connect with the message that he offers. He enlists the help of some fairly well-known members of the rap world. K-Rhino is an underground rapper from the Houston area. He's prominently featured on this track. Afro Man, who is best known for his crossover hit in the early 2000s called Because I Got High, is also a big part of the song and its music video.
Let's disconnect the truth from the rumors and then protect the youth from the groomers. Your coworker was doing the most wretched maneuvers. You didn't think it was true till the cops checked his computer, then woo.
Smith says that he grew up with all different kinds of music, but he says he chose rap because it helps him to better connect with the young people and the families that he is trying to reach.
That seems to be the only thing that the kids are listening to. And when I was 12 years old, if I would have had anything like this in front of me, maybe I would have said something. I spent 15 years in silence because I was terrified, I was afraid, I was embarrassed, I was ashamed. And there was nothing around me that said, hey, you're not alone.
The song dropped to the public a few weeks ago, and Smith says it's been well received thus far. He uses some references to local instances of child sex abuse, including stories about teachers who have had inappropriate relationships with students. Smith, by the way, says that is an overly sanitized way to say that there are kids all over who are being groomed by people that they should trust.
Every day I wake up, we're getting thousands and thousands of more views, and we just hit number one on the Amazon charts. So people are buying this thing, and it's still moving forward. And I'm out here on tour promoting it. So, you know, this is happening. This is our community, and I want what's best for our community. I'm not here to stir the pot, but I am here to make something happen.
If you listen to Save Our Children or other music from Smith, you might be jarred by some of the lyrics and themes. In our interview with Smith, he says that that is part of his musical goal. He says he wants people to hear his music, but more importantly, he wants you to hear the message that's there.
Ultimately, the goal is to get people to talk. Because when you get people to talk, you can learn some more.
Smith says that his music and his movement is about preventing future cases of abuse against children. But he's also fighting for others who were abused themselves. He says that cycle of abuse needs to be broken. He says that starts by talking and working towards healing and making sure that someone's pain doesn't lead them to somehow begin to prey on others. The song talks about teachers and others in positions of authority, but Smith says that he knows that that is just a small part of the abuse that occurs every day. He says most abused children are harmed by someone that they know, and too often it occurs in their own home.
Yeah, at the very end, we break down the statistics of the amount of children that are abused within the home and the damage that it does long term. I mean, it's monsters creating monsters.
The inspiration for Smith's music and mission may have started in a place of darkness, but he says it is now meant to be a source of hope for those who have been abused and a broader wake-up call for the rest of us in the community to do more to prevent this kind of abuse. He says it happens too often, and it's going to take everyone to come together to stop it.
So for me, I understand what it's like to light a fire, and it only takes one match to light them all. And just because somebody else can't see the light doesn't mean that we can't light up something big enough to help get them out of their darkness, because it's going to take all of us to come together to do something about this. It's going to take a community to do something about this.
It's been a whirlwind of emotion for Smith since the song was released a few weeks ago. He says he's thrilled that people all over are listening to the song and watching the music video. However, this all is happening at a time when a big part of his life and his music is now gone. Anthony James A.J. Irwin, the man who Smith still calls his brother, died recently. A.J. grew up in this area. He graduated from Gonzales High School. Smith says that A.J. would eventually go on to college and earn a bachelor's degree. He says he then came back and taught and coached at schools in the Gonzales and Burnett school districts. Smith says losing A.J. has been hard. He says he leans on the fact that A.J. was encouraging him even after he started to become very ill. A.J. wasn't just a friend, but he was actually the driving force behind Smith's music career. He even originally had a significant part to play in the original version of this song.
When we got to the Save Our Children song, he got sick, and he wasn't able to continue to be a part of it until he got healthier, but he didn't want it to stop. He knew that the message was very important to me, and he knew what we were working on. So he encouraged me to just continue moving forward.
The song has now taken off on some of these digital platforms, but by the time it happened, it was too late for AJ to truly be present for that news. Smith says that he was able to be by his side and share some of those details with his dying friend. He says that he'll never forget his last few words to AJ. He says that he wanted AJ to hear from his lips about the success that they were enjoying.
After all these years, bro, your label, your name, Concrete Patio Music Group, that's him. Concrete Patio Music Group is number one on Amazon bestseller right now, bro. We did it. You're getting a plaque on the wall. And he couldn't hear me. He took his last breath just a few hours later.
Smith has a fairly big presence on social media. His personal page is Joel Hayes, and Operation 1009 is his artist page. If you follow him or simply visit his pages, you might be made uncomfortable by some of the words that he uses or the subjects that he discusses there. There are some fairly clear influences from the internet, deep dives that appear to include stories that may or may not be true. That's not the point of our story here with Smith today, and we won't be discussing those topics here. Those interested in that part of his online presence can take it up with him there. This story instead focuses on his latest connection with others through his music. It also focuses on his final message to us, which sounds a little bit like poetry from a man who suffered great trauma in his life, but who is looking now to turn all of that around and help others in the process.
If there's one thing to take away from it, is that we become the light that we need to become for others that are in a darkness so we can lead them out of it, because it's hard. You never know when you're looking at somebody that's going through it. You don't. People can hide it really well.
Save Our Children can be heard on most music platforms. The music video is available on YouTube. You can find a link to that on our website, SeguinToday.com. Darren Dunn, KWED News.
When you say sex trafficking, I stare at you, because you trafficked every black person living in America. Police f***ing kids underage.